Good afternoon. I'm going to talk a little bit about studies that we've been doing within the National Drug Abuse Treatment Clinical Trials Network with a focus on variation between the sites. The Clinical Trials Network participates, The Clinical Trials Network is a collaboration currently between 14 academic-based research centers spread across the nation with over 200 addiction treatment programs. And the goal of the Clinical Trials Network is to test the effectiveness of interventions that have shown evidence of efficaciousness. It's moving the intervention from the laboratory to the community. Do the interventions that work within the relatively controlled environment also work in the relative chaos of community programs? There are typically 10 or more sites in each trial. The clinics vary on clinic population, the nature of the clinicians they hire, the way they're organized and structured. And when we get results back from the Clinical Trials Network, we frequently see that there's variation in site performance. Some sites are performing well, some sites are performing less well. And those variations have impacts on whether or not the trial finds an effect or no effect. So we've begun to explore what are the organizational and workforce variables that are influencing site variation. In five of the clinical trials five of the protocols for clinical trials, we've gone out to the sites and collected data prior to the beginning of the trial. We collect information on the client demographics, their work experience, their attitudes towards the, particularly towards the intervention that they're testing. Is it a medication? What are their attitudes towards medication? Is it a behavioral intervention? What are their attitudes towards using those particular behavioral interventions? And we're also asking them about their intentions to implement or to continue to use that intervention after the completion of the trial. We're also talking with the clinic director, and we're gathering information about the clinic, its treatment orientation, its caseloads, its productivity expectations, its culture. What is treatment as usual for that particular treatment program? Because they all vary. Variation is not a new phenomena in clinical trials. We know that treatment outcomes are affected by variations. Here are some of the characteristics and some of the findings that have been reported in the literature. Variation in staff attitudes, variation in staff and program characteristics affecting retention. We did a study in Massachusetts looking at variation in detox treatment and found that larger programs with more beds kept people for longer lengths of stay. And that was the only variable that had significant influence after we adjusted for all the other variables. We also see site-by-treatment interactions within the CTN, and one example of that is a study we did on looking at transitioning injection drug users from detoxification to outpatient treatment. The variable that explained the majority of the variation in treatment outcomes was the distance between the detox and the outpatient clinic. So these kinds of structural variations and workforce variations can have impacts on study outcomes. We're calling this the site influences on treatment effects, or the site study. We're assessing the workforce and the organizational characteristics. We're examining the intentions to adopt the intervention at the end of the trial. And when the trials are finished, and the trials in this case haven't been finished yet, we will also look at the effects of these variables on treatment outcomes. As I mentioned, we collected data within the context of five clinical trials. Today I'm going to talk about two of those trials. One of the trials is using a web-based cognitive behavioral therapy intervention that's been well tested. We're looking to see how acceptable it is to the clients, how acceptable it is to the clinics, and whether or not treatment outcomes are better for those patients who participate in this self-directed cognitive behavioral therapy versus those who don't. We're also looking at a study of smoking cessation medication. Do these medications improve smoking cessation rates? Again, we collected workforce data, demographics, attitudes, social norms, intentions, and we did that prior to the initiation of the trial. The web delivery of psychosocial interventions, we found significant site differences in counselor characteristics. Race, age, education, recovery status varied among the 10 clinics participating in the trial. We also saw variation in perceived social norms towards the use of a web-based intervention and variation in their intention to adopt the intervention at the end of treatment. And we measured web-delivered treatment efficacy attitudes. The SCAS study, Smoking Cessation and Stimulant Treatment, used bupropion and nicotine inhalers with individuals who were using stimulants to look at smoking cessation rates. And again, we found variation in race, age, education, and recovery status across the 10 participating clinics, variation in attitudes, social norms, intentions, and their attitudes towards the efficacy of smoking cessation. Here's the variation in intentions. From a high of 6 to a low of about 4 on a 7-point scale, where 7 is, yes, we're very likely to implement. 1 is, we're very unlikely to implement. So they were all on a positive end of the dimension, but we still get variation between the clinics. And here's the variation on SCAST. Again, a similar magnitude of variation, basically between 4 and 6. But overall, the intentions are a little bit stronger for the CBT intervention. I'm noticing I confused myself here. So when we do the multi-level analysis, none of the workforce or organizational variables, none of the clinician characteristics or the structural variables we had were influential in predicting intentions to adopt the use of medication. The variable that was influential was the perceived social norms. What do the people who are important to me in the clinic think that I should do? And there's a persistent bias in these clinics not to adopt interventions. And it's that perceived social norm that seems to be consistent across trials. In this case, it's consistent across both a behavioral trial and a medication trial. The web-based CBT intention was actually 5.0, not 2.0. So it was positive. The adopting smoking medications intention was 4.5, slightly less positive. I speculate, we don't know, but I speculate that again reflects a bias against the use of medications in drug and alcohol treatment programs broadly. So all of this was supported by an award from the National Institute on Drug Abuse as part of the Clinical Trials Network. Thank you. Questions, comments?